All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and sorry I'm a little late, but it is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we're back with probably the last couple decisions you make in once in a lifetime before we move on to another game, which I'll announce soon. But we're going to leave no one behind. I can't leave anyone behind. I won't. Always so ambitious, huh? I knew you'd say that. The pilot won't allow it, but, well, maybe you can convince him somehow. I will. Huh. Good. Ugh! There's one last favor I need to ask you, Grim. I need you to kill me. What? Astaroth will have control over me again soon. I can feel it. I need to die before that happens. I can't kill you. Do you really want to die here? And then what? I leave your body here just like that? Oh yes, haha. How I shall laugh from hell seeing the police trying to identify my body. There's no record of who I am anywhere. But I can't kill you just like that. There must be another way. Listen to me. Sometimes a man has to do things he doesn't want to do, but he does them because he has to. That's what makes a hero. If it was easy, everyone would be the hero of the story. I am no hero. Our actions determine who we are. Ugh! My time is running out. Don't let me become his puppet. Not again. Please. Are you sure? This is the only way. Lifting the gun with a trembling hand. Ugh. Oh, and Grim? Thank you. A week later. Man, is it Friday already? Time has flown by. I guess we should head to the ritual location tomorrow. It'll be better if we spend Saturday night near there so we can be prepared on Sunday. According to the coordinates that Asmodeus gave me, the place is in Scotland, so it's quite a ride. I'll finish this. I promised Asmodeus I'd kill Astaroth. Astaroth, Dad. To be honest, I felt nothing when Samuel told me that Astaroth was my father. Judy and Lauren needed more time for it to sink in, but I didn't. I have no feelings for him. Huh. Maybe it's true that I have the soul of a demon inside me. But I don't feel anything special. I'm just a regular person. When Samuel pointed that gun at me, I froze. I was terrified. That doesn't sound like something a demon lord's son would do. Fuck, I couldn't even talk. But not anymore. I won't hesitate again. I'll protect the girls at any cost. I don't care if I have powers or not. I'll end this for better or for worse. Well, let's think about this positively. Excuse me. Let's think about this positively. You can do it, Grim. Hmm? Who could it be? Oh, it's Jasmine. I haven't been going to school all week after what happened with Asmodeus and Samuel. I guess she's wondering where I've been. Hello there. I figured you'd miss me. Haha, who? Me? You're really full of yourself, you know. Lauren already told me you were staying home. Are you going through a phase? Aha, nah. I just had to prepare a few things. What about you? How come you're not in class? Today's a holiday, dumbass. Oh shit, that's true, I forgot. Actually, I'm in my closet, packing my things. You remember what you told me, right? We're supposed to leave and go far away from here, to start a new life. Ah, of course I remember. This Sunday at sunset. I'll pick you up. Sweet. Man, that sounds better every time I talk about it. It almost seems too good to be true. Should I bring warm clothes? Well, I'm not sure where we're going, so yeah, pack some warm clothes, just in case. Cool. I'll bring another bag. I hope that plane of yours is big enough. I have to bring a lot of things. To find a lot. Haha, well, wait, let me put you on speaker. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 8 bags. No, 9. 9 bags? What the hell are you bringing? You know, personal stuff. You know, she's got 1,498 vibrators, and she has to make sure every single one of them is accounted for. If we're gonna live in a hut for a few weeks, I'm gonna need a few things. Like my hair dryer. My gorgeous hair won't have any volume if I don't use a dryer. There's electricity where we're going, right? Of course. Well, I hope so. What else? My reading glasses. What? You use reading glasses? Yeah, but they're for show. I've heard they're going to be the next huge trend in Vienna this summer. Oh, I see. My favorite jeans are a must, obviously. I can wear them whether it's warm or cold. Uh-huh. And, well, a few other things that might come in handy wherever we go. Oh, Lord. Well, it could be a larger size, so I guess we'll be thankful for that. Uh-huh. I see you thought of everything. Oh, like you wouldn't believe. Not gonna lie, I'm kinda excited. Me too, Jazz. I pray that everything goes well. But Miss Jasmine! My shift's over. I'm going home. Okay? You interrupted me to tell me that? No, it's just that I haven't seen Mr. Alibi since last week. Mr. Alibi. I guess that's the name, Alibi. So what? You know my father. He's never home. I know, but I haven't received my salary this month. If I don't pay my rent before next Monday, they're gonna throw me out. Don't tell me the story of your life, Cynthia. I don't know. Take some jewelry from my mother's room. That should cover it. What? Really? Yeah, sure. Take whatever you want. It's all yours. I don't need it anymore. My mother won't even notice it's missing. Oh my God, thank you, miss. No problem. Are you sure? Yes, go ahead. Don't worry. Thank you. Huh? What was that? Nothing. Don't sweat it. That was just the maid. All right, then. I gotta go. I'll let you finish packing. Sure. Talk to you later. I'll see you Sunday, right? Of course. You better show. I will. Take care, Jazz. Bye, Grim. Hangs up. Why do I like talking to him so much? I wonder. I've never felt this way before. It's a lot of songs that have that lyric. Miss Jasmine, I took a necklace, but I still don't feel right. This piece looks very expensive. God damn it, Cynthia. I told you to grab whatever you want. Take the necklace, and what the hell? Everything else you find in that jewelry box. And that's an order. Okay, thank you, miss. Jazz is right. Today's a holiday. I forgot. The girls should be home, I guess. Let's see what they're up to. Having breakfast. Well, I should go have some breakfast. Let's go. Whistling in tune with the radio. Oh, pancakes. Surprise! The ones on the dining table are all for you, and there are some cookies, too. Nice. Thanks, Carla. Boy, this sounds rather Disney, doesn't it? Pancakes for breakfast are always my favorite. Well, I made them for Judy, but that's good. Hey, Grim. Hey, Judy, have you had breakfast yet? Yeah. Mom's pancakes are the best. Thanks, honey. Man, everything seems so perfect right now. I wish we could stay like this forever. But alas, I have to stop Astaroth within 2 days. I refuse to let anything happen to the girls. I have to put an end to him. I need to. For them. So any plans for today, bro? Huh? Yeah, I'm gonna buy a pair of boots and a couple of other things I need. Are you going to the mall? I'm about to hop in the car and run a few errands so I can drop you off there if you want. That'd be great, thanks. Alright then, we can leave when you finish your breakfast. I'll wait for you in the garage. I'm gonna spend the day with Iris. Alright, have fun you two. I'll text you later. Cool, bye bye. A few hours later. Lying in bed eating chips. Another day down and I end up lying in bed, alone again. I guess this is the life of the chosen one. Lonely and sad. Anyway, time to sleep. We have a big day tomorrow. The next morning. It's so windy today. God damn it, I haven't had a decent night's sleep since the night with Asmodeus. I feel so tired. I haven't even had time to prepare a proper plan. We're kind of just feeling our way through this one. I can't leave Lauren and Judy here unprotected. Both of them have been involved too much. The remaining members of the Sons of Astaroth might come after them. But I can't let them come with me to the fight either. I just can't risk something happening to them. I hope I can sneak out of the hotel tomorrow morning before they wake up so I can go to the ritual place alone. Only one more person will die. Astaroth or me. Although I wonder if I could find someone who could help me. Maybe Mike? He's a little crazy, but at least I can trust him. Good morning, bro. Morning, Grim. Oh, hey there. We weren't expecting you to be here already. There's still a few minutes left until the time we arranged. Yeah, I know. I couldn't sleep. The two of you come here together? I thought you were at Iris's place, Judy. Yeah, we just ran into each other a couple seconds ago. Oh, then, I guess we're all early. Ahem. Well, is the rental car ready? Yeah, it's a beautiful piece of engineering. Really? Is it the minibus again? Better. Although I have to admit, I got pretty attached to that minibus. If we ever come back to Mistbury after this Sunday, we just have to buy it. Okay, deal. Where's the car, then? Can I talk today? Just around the corner. Get ready to see the most beautiful machine you've ever seen. I present to you, topping out at an impressive 60 horsepower, the prestigious Car of the Year Award winner of 1976. Good year. Ta-da! A Cadillac Eldorado. Whoa, this is great. Perfect for not attracting any attention. Subtle, discreet, safe, and oh, would you look at that? It doesn't even have seatbelts. Fantastic. Do I detect a certain hint of sarcasm in your tone? Very perceptive of you. I spent all the money we had left on this car in the hotel for tonight. This is the best we could afford. I know it's extravagant, old, and probably dangerous, but you're not going to deny that it's been very well preserved, right? Yeah, I'll give you that. Let's just hope it doesn't rain. It won't. I checked the weather report for the weekend, and it won't rain either day. All right, then, if you say so, it must be so. Let's hit the road. Okay, make yourselves comfortable. It's a long drive. Let's go. So where would you like to go when we take that plane? Well, that's not for us to decide. I guess it's kind of like a witness protection program. We'll have to move from place to place for some time. I know, but where would you like to go? I want to go to Northern Europe, Norway, Sweden, Finland. I want to go to Germany. I have to brush up on my German. Hey, if we can choose, I want to travel across the pond. USA or Canada or Brazil. What about going back to Asia, China this time, or South Korea, or Thailand? I'll go to Thailand. Man, the world is so big. But if all goes well, we can go back to Mistbury after a year or so and get our normal lives back. A year would be perfect, just in time to play Eternum. Well, I'll be! Eternum. That name rings a bell. It's a video game, right? It's not just a video game. It's the video game. A virtual hyper-reality MMORPG that will revolutionize the world. Does that mean we're going to run into the cast of Once in a Lifetime in Eternum? That would be fucking cool. They say it comes with a neural implant that recreates the five senses, making it impossible to distinguish between the game and the real world. Damn, that sounds cool. Oh yeah, I saw some gameplay footage. It's incredible. How can you see gameplay footage when they said in Eternum there was no way to capture footage because the screen is your brain? Remember that, guys? You better start saving now. It'll be expensive. Stopping at a red light. In their last conference, they showed an expert chef eating different pieces of sushi inside the game, and he started crying because the food he was eating was better there than the food in the real world. Hello, guys. What you looking for? Nothing. You want some H? I have the best in town. No, thanks. Happy pills? I could give you a discount for being so pretty. I don't want any happy pills. Get away from her, you fucking weirdo. Leaving the man behind, Jesus, neighborhood is getting terribly run down. Yeah, speaking of which, where the hell are we? Shouldn't we be on the highway already? I have to make a stop first. This is technically still Mistbury, but it's the slums of town. I'm looking for someone who's supposed to be here. Who? Oh, are we looking for Mike? People in the village told us he went down the Skid Row to help the needy. Oh, really? That's great. I always knew he had a good heart. Yeah, I'm looking for Mike, and there's a soup kitchen right here at the center of the neighborhood. I'll ask around, but if no one knows anything, we'll have to leave in 10 minutes, tops. Make sure not to stray away from me. This neighborhood looks so sketchy. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Okay. Hi, sir. Do you know where the soup kitchen is? Okay. Don't bother him, Judy. It'd be better if we don't talk to anyone. And besides, it looks like it's right here down on the street. Follow me. And? Fuck, it's closed. I'm not surprised. Everything seems to be shut down. I haven't even seen a single store. Yeah, you're right. This place is a dump. Anyway, let's get back to the car. So, no Mike? I guess not. At least we tried. Let's go. Well, well, well. Oh, fuck. Let me do the talking, girls. What are you guys looking for? Nothing. We're just leaving. Really? You don't seem like you're from around here. Let me help you. Thanks, but there's no need. As I said, we're leaving. Not so fast, buddy. Why are you in such a hurry? If you're not going anywhere, the boss is offering you some help. It'd be rude if you refused. I'm sure we can help each other, buddy. We're poor, and you look so wealthy. You know how long it's been since we bought new clothes, since we had a proper meal? He's asking you a question, friend. Answer. I don't know. It's been too long. And it's been a while since I've seen women other than those dirty whores full of lice in St. Brixton. And these ladies here smell so good. Have you ever sucked a cock, pretty thing? Shut the fuck up. If you touch him, you're a dead man. Ah ha ha, look at this. He's got some balls. Maybe if we cut them off, he'll stop being so ballsy. Aha, get it? What do you say, boss? Maybe we could ask for a ransom, but we only need one girl for that. We'll have some fun with the other. I'll fucking kill you if you try that. If you move a single muscle and try anything stupid, I'll shove this knife into your kidneys. Then my brother will blow your brains out with his gun. Motherfucker. Come on, brave man, you choose. I'll even let you take a turn fucking one of these bitches and then we'll abduct the other. The brunette seems tougher, but the one with the braids makes me harder. I'm sure she's tight as fuck. Come on, he asked you a question again. Choose already, boy. Fuck, I have to try to get the knife away from him. Then I can use him as a body shield and... Oh, what the fuck was that? A bell? Fuck, we have to get out of here. Hmm? What's wrong with you now? The fucking bell, man. Didn't you hear it? Of course I heard it. What's up with that? The bell, man. The symbol of the exterminator. The exterminator? Yeah, what's that? What the fuck, you hadn't heard? He's a fucking legend. Everybody's afraid of him. You gonna tell us or what? Bro, the exterminator. The shadow that is hunting down the criminals of this town. Huh? The businessman who became a prisoner. The prisoner who became Yakuza. The Yakuza who became a pastor. The pastor who became a vigilante. Dude, you have to stop snorting meth. Yeah, bro, you're a pussy. Shit, did you hear that? The bell, again! He's coming! Okay, cool, let him come. I'll kill him like I killed that fucking cop. That's what Jerome said too, and now he's been missing for 4 days. Shit, did you hear that? It came from there. He's on that building. Wait, no, he's there, on the other roof. Fuck, we shouldn't have knifed that guy. Dude, you're making me nervous. Stop being a fucking chicken. Fuck, he's right above us. We're dead. Motherfucker. Who the fuck are you? He's the exterminator, man. I fucking told you. We're dead. Not if I kill him first. I'm afraid there's been a big misunderstanding. I didn't come to this neighborhood to kill anyone. I came here to help people. To help you hear the word of the Lord. I was once like you guys, young and blind. I regret many things I've done, but embracing God isn't one of them. If you repent now, he'll pardon your sins. It's not too late, brothers. You can still be a good person. Ha ha! Ah! 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 Is this your exterminator, Brian? Ah! 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 Were you afraid of this old man? Okay, sorry, I just got scared because of all the people going missing. They're not going missing because they're leaving this place. Did you know Jerome? He's studying to become a lawyer now. Ah! 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 If you let me help you, you can have a brilliant future too. Yeah, no thanks. This big bald fucker thinks he can tell us what we should do. Not at all, I'm just trying to help. Aha! Every time he talks, he sounds even more pathetic. Do yourself a favor and get the fuck out of here, fat ass. Okay, I'll leave with my friends. What? Sorry, bro, the bitches are ours. You can watch while we fuck them and knife that fucker over there if you want. Come on, that's not good. I can't allow that. Ah! 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 Bro, is this butterball threatening you? Aha, you fat fuck. Come on, guys, stop calling me that. I know I'm slightly overweight, I'm big boned, and I have a thyroid condition. A what condition? Be careful, he could sit on us and crush us flat. Yeah, the fucking whale could choke us with his fat rolls. I don't see the point of laughing at someone for their physical appearance. Come on, please stop. Ah, this fucking piggy motherfucker is funny. Bro, you should go back to McDonald's. They must be missing all that revenue they get from you. Aha, this fucking fat piece of shit. Man, he's so fat that... Ah! Oh, shit. Fuck, Clarice is gonna be mad at me. Mike? Grim, what a marvelous coincidence. What are you doing here? We were looking for you. What the fuck happened? Yeah, what a mess. I'm sorry. They just got on my nerves. They were threatening you and they started calling me fat and... Please don't tell Clarice. Clarice? Yeah, remember the woman from the church? We came here together and... Well, friction is what makes the heat, my friend. That's great. I'm so happy for you, Mike. Thanks, I... Oh my god. Mike? Oh, good lord. What the hell happened here, Mike? You promised me you wouldn't do this again. And you told me you didn't have any more guns. I'm sorry, honey, but these were really bad guys. They were going to harm Grim and his girls. And the gun was theirs. That's true. Mike saved us. Yeah, if he hadn't shown up, I don't know what would have happened. Okay, I believe you. What are you all doing here anyway? Well, I was gonna ask Mike if he could help me one last time. We're taking a plane tomorrow to leave the country, but I have something I need to do first. I have to deal with a guy who worships demons, and I know Mike has many resources. I don't have much to offer, but I was hoping he could help us. Of course, buddy, you can count on me. Where are we going this time? Great, give me your phone. I'll type in the location for you. Nice, don't worry, buddy. I'll be there. I mean, if you agree, honey, of course. You heard him. We're going after a guy who worships demons. It's a holy quest. And we can go together, honey. It's gonna be like a road trip. Okay. You can go, but put this crucifix on. It'll protect you. And remember to pray every morning. I will. All right, then. I got your back, Grim. Don't sweat it. Please take good care of him. He's always talking about how you got him out of jail. He'd do anything for you, so please be careful. We will, Clarice. Don't worry. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Grim. Awesome. I'll text you the exact time later. And thank you, Mike. I owe you big time. Don't even mention it. Take care, guys. Oof, thank God Mike was there. Yeah, did you see how he took those guys down? Hell yeah, that's why I thought he could help us. He looks like a kind giant teddy bear, but he's lethal. Yeah, you can say that again. Well, we have a 12-hour drive into the hotel, so we should get going. Have you seen that I'm falling asleep? Give me a smack on the head. With pleasure.
A few hours later.
Finally. Jesus, I'm so fucking tired and my back hurts. Wow, this looks fancier than I was expecting. Yeah, too bad we can only be here one night. I feel like I've been driving for 3 days straight. Welcome to the Victorious. How can I help you? Hi, I phoned this morning to book a room. Alright, let me just verify things on the computer, sir. What name is the reservation under?
Grim. The small bedroom with bunk beds and no window. Accommodation only.
I can't find that booking. You sure you reserved it with us?
Yeah, pretty sure, and it's already paid for, so...
Ah, Grim! I found it! But it's not the room you were describing. Let me go ahead and consult with my manager.
Yeah, I'll...
What kind of room are we talking about?
It's one of our first floor suites for couples. Full board.
That's our room. Don't you remember, Grim? That's the room you said you booked.
Oh yeah, the suite with the full board, of course. I got confused, sorry.
Oh, but aren't you three people?
Yeah, but we're siblings. Our brother was asleep on the sofa. This trip is a gift for us.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay then, sorry about the mix-up. Here are your room's key cards. You can order room service within an hour. Please be aware though, the kitchen's closed at 12. Enjoy your stay.
Thanks.
I can't believe that worked out. I know, we're getting a great room for... How much did you pay?
$29.
Awesome! And full board! Okay, room 165. Wow! Nice! What a room! We are so damn lucky. Look at this bathroom! Everything is so shiny. Too bad we can't stay here longer.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we're gonna get a little more comfy before going to bed. We'll be out there in a minute.
Okay, I'll do the same. Ah, this couch is so comfortable. There is nothing in the world like a comfortable couch, folks. Leave it to me, a guy that has slept on many couches in his life. I lived with a lot of roommates, guys, and I always took the couch.
Couch was comfortable. You know, you had an air mattress. That was okay. But a couch, nothing like it, guys. Just jump on the couch, get a pillow on there, and you're good. Hey, girls, since we have a nice TV here, do you want to watch a movie before going to sleep? It's still pretty early, and we can even order some food.
Sure.
Pick out a good one. Okay, let's see what they have here. Okay, movies. You've got free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi? I'm there, dude!
No. Dining, room service, rewards, gym, and sightseeing.
Oh, we can hit the gym, too.
Hell yeah, free gym. You got Dragon Ball Evolution?
Well, I don't think I'm gonna be watching that.
Good lord, that's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. Justice League? I like that one. That was pretty good. And especially the Snyder Cut. Y'all can say what you want. The Snyder Cut of Justice League was really fucking good.
Ah, there we go. The Snyder Cut.
The Human Centipede 3. I hadn't watched, you know, as much as I love the dark games that we cannot play on here, like Pale Carnations. Yeah, you guys on the channel can watch it, but I can't put it on joystick. It's just too much.
Like, you'll try it and you'll be like, oh, I see why Grimm said this.
Yeah,
and it's too much in a good way, but not for this platform. Like, I want to be fair to the platform in the terms of service. There's just a few things we can't put.
But it's a free game. Shrek! Well, I'll be damned! Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy? Classic. Oh shit, we don't have too much to choose from, do we? Man, I can't even believe. Wow, it stretched out to that long? Put Shrek on. Awesome, I think this is a good one. Okay, no, hold on. We're not gonna do that. That's not a short movie. Easy choice. Okay, are you ready? Hurry up. We have to get up early tomorrow. I hope you liked the movie. There weren't many to choose from. No problem. We don't have much else to do tonight, so any will work. You know, if it weren't for these relaxing moments when we can forget we're fighting against a secret demonic cult, I probably would have lost my mind long ago. Yeah, I know that feeling. I feel the same way. No use worrying about tomorrow now. We can't do anything until then anyway, so let's just watch the movie. A few minutes later. This film is good. Better than I was expecting. Are you enjoying the movie, Lauren? We can change the... Yep. Been there, done that. Oh. Well, I can't blame her. Hey, Judy, looks like Lauren couldn't... Oh. They must be exhausted. They didn't sleep a minute in the car this time. Oh, I guess we should go to bed. I'm pretty tired. And tomorrow's an important day. I'd better rest. I'll carry them to bed without waking them. A few hours later. It doesn't always have to be sexual, folks. Sometimes just chilling out with your two favorite ladies and watching a movie is pretty damn romantic. It is. What happened to romance, damn it? That's a thing we used to have. It's a great thing. Fuck, it's raining. 6:04 a.m. Yep, time to go. Getting up from the bed. I don't even remember how I got into this mess or why. But after everything that has happened, here we are, Grim. I guess it's true that there's something drawing me to that damn grimoire. Demons, gods, cultists, or a bunch of crazy people. Whatever it is, it ends today. Getting dressed quietly. Maybe in another life. Leaving the room. Let the women sleep. Ugh, my teeth are chattering. I should have brought an umbrella. I'm soaked to the bone. Good morning, buddy. Mike, I thought you wouldn't come. Nonsense. I never let you down. I always keep my promises. I had a few problems on the way here when a police officer pulled us over, but I could manage. But that's a story for another day. Tell me, friend, what's the plan? Okay, I've been studying the area, and the coordinates of the ritual correspond to the location of a football field on the outskirts of the city. I doubt that's the exact place, but this part of the country is characterized by its calcareous rock, or calcareous rock, perhaps. The rock ends up forming all kinds of limestone formations, like caves and galleries. So the ritual must take place in a subterranean chamber. Then I found out there's a large sewage system that drains into this part of the city right beneath our feet. I was scouting around a little bit before I met with you and discovered there's a manhole cover right here under the bridge. If we go down there, we should be able to find my father and stop him. Damn, Grim, that's impressive. You sure are a smart guy. Thanks, I guess the extra classes I took and all the studying served me well after all, huh? Anyway, did you bring any weapons? Oh yeah, let me introduce you to my friend, Barry, my trusty little pocket knife. Great, it might come in handy. That's all? Yeah, sorry, I left all the guns in the church. What? God damn it, Mike. Well, I guess it's better than nothing. Let's go. After you, buddy. Is this the one? Yep, I hope you don't mind the odor. After 15 years in that prison, this smells like flowers to me. Alright then, let's do this. Ew. Jesus, this place stinks. Truth is, I don't know the exact way from this point on. I guess we should split up. I'll go down this gallery and you'll go in the opposite direction. If you find something, anything suspicious, turn around and head back to look for me. Does that all make sense? Loud and clear. Good luck, Mike. Good luck! Okay, and this is where we're gonna stop it for now, getting real close to the final battle. So guys, I'll see you in just a little bit with Eternum. I'm out.